thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio. This week's audio is entitled Roll With It. You know, we all face situations that we don't like, right? And I'm sure as soon as I say that, you can think of a situation that you have gone through, maybe even already today, maybe a couple of days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, whatever, that you really didn't like the situation. And I want to tell you, if you're in a situation you don't like, you have two choices, accept it or change it. But you don't have three choices. And a lot of people think, well, I have a third choice, Daryl. I'm going to complain about it. Is complaining about it a choice? No, it's not a choice. Why? It doesn't accept it, doesn't change it. It's futile, right? Last night, I was trying to get home. I missed my flight, had a problem in Chicago. I couldn't get to Sacramento. What did I do? I just sat there relaxed while everybody on the plane's freaking out, yelling at the flight attendant. The kid next to me is astonished that I'm not freaking out. And he goes, how come you're not freaking out? And I said, tell me the good it would do. And he just looked at me, right? And there's another guy. And I said, why are you so upset? And he goes, I'm just venting. And I said, are you? Are you venting? Because when you vent, it gets out. But it looks like, well, that's stopping right at your face. And he didn't like that, of course. And, you know, I'm just trying to be funny because I, you know, hey, we got to laugh at stuff. Well, that guy wasn't in a laughing mood. And I thought to myself, you know, that's got to be miserable when you're just so frustrated that you'll yell at a flight attendant who can't change something. You'll call United who can't change something. And the truth is, they're going to do what they can do. They have limited ability to help, right? There's only so many flights going into Sacramento, going into wherever. For me, I missed my flight. What did I do? I called United. The lady on the phone was super nice to me. She worked through the options. Next thing you know, she says, I just can't get you to Sacramento tonight. I'm really sorry. I said, well, can you get me to San Francisco? She says, well, yeah, but that's a different city. I said, I understand. It's 100 miles from where I need to be. But, you know, San Francisco to Sacramento is a lot closer than Chicago to Sacramento. So maybe if I can at least get somewhere in the proximity of Sacramento, I can figure it out from there. And so she works and gets me on a flight to San Francisco. In fact, she books me on two different flights to San Francisco to make sure that I made one of them. She was extremely helpful. And she couldn't understand why I wasn't more upset. And I said to her, I said, you know, when we're dealing with situations we can't change, you know, we accept it or we change it. And if we can't change it, we got to accept it because complaining about it is not an option because that's not accepting it. That's not changing it, you know. And was I happy? No. Was I frustrated? Yes. Was I a little bit angry? Uh-huh. Yeah, I was. I'm human. I was very disappointed. But the reality is there was just nothing that was going to happen, that was going to magically make a new airplane appear and create a new flight plan to Sacramento that night so that I could get to Sacramento. I had to do what? I had to roll with it. And the truth is, my son drove 2 hours from Modesto to San Francisco to pick me up and drove 2 more hours from San Francisco to Sacramento to take me to my car and drove 2 more hours from Sacramento to Modesto. Gave up 6 hours on his Friday night to help his dad. God bless him. Derek, I'm proud of you. Why? He didn't complain about it. We had a great time talking in the car. You know what he did? He just accepted the situation as what it was. Kind of a chip off the old block. What are you dealing with this week that you would just not be happy with? What would you deal with last week? What did you deal with today, maybe 15 minutes ago, that was a situation that you just absolutely did not appreciate? Guess what? You got two choices, accept it or change it. But complaining about it doesn't do any good. Like the guy venting, nothing. It was all stopping at his face. It was so obvious that it was not getting out. He thought it was getting out. He said he made him feel good to vent, but the truth is it made him ugly because his face turned all kind of weird shapes and different colors, and yeah, that wasn't doing him any good. And I'm guessing that all of that didn't get him in home any faster than if he would have just sat there, relaxed, and waited to see what his options were going to be so that he could choose one of them and do the best he could to get home. Your situations you deal with, accept it, change it, but don't complain about it. Just roll with it. Just accept the things you can't change, change the things you can change, and just roll with things as they come at you to the best of your ability. To the lady at United, Linda Smith in Salt Lake City, thank you so much for the help. In fact, I tweeted it last night, and Twitter retweeted it to 359,000 followers. That's not bad exposure. That wasn't my goal. I just wanted to give this lady some kudos. She did everything she could to help me. She got me close to Sacramento, and today, a day later, you know, not the perfect situation, I will get home, but yet I would rather be stuck within 100 miles of my house than stuck in Chicago. So I hope this helps you. I hope that you can take the situations that you're dealing with and realize, accept it or change it, but do not complain about it. Folks, if you're dealing with something you don't like, sometimes you just have to roll with it. Thanks for joining me this week on Jumpstart 180 Audio. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 Audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com. Or you can follow Daryl on Twitter @DarylTurner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.